Dawn, December the 25th. Have been airborne 8 hours. Altitude 20,000 feet. Magnificent day. Plane running very smoothly. Engines in perfect condition. No wind. Ideal weather for flying. Crashed.
Sigun, nobody's hurt, but the plane is a wreck.
That's why it crashed. I wonder where we are.
Well, I say we're miles from civilization.
How do you know?
Everything's so peaceful.
Well said. Well done, well done, well done, well done! Now, what have you done?
I've broken my leg.
How do you do that?
I just got a hammer and went whack!
Splendid, man, Eccles. Keep up the good work. Here's a razor blade. Have fun.
Neddy, we must repair the plane's talking radio. It's our only chance of contact with the outside world.
Don't worry. I've got a man working on it now. We'll just have to sit and wait. And so, dear listener, we sat and waited. Sometimes we stood and waited, which is like sitting down only higher. 3 weeks went by, and then...
The radio set!
Yes.
It still ain't working.
Curse. That does it. We've had it, chaps.
No, you have not had it yet. I have come to save you, little Welsh bull.
I turned to meet the maker of this melodious voice. It was a short, thin, shivering youth, heavily wrapped up in rice paper and dental floss.
I've been sent here to save you from the dreaded starvation. Here, have a wine gum.
Little badly constructed wreck.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm the mysterious stranger of the snows. I am known as he who walks barefooted through the frosty mountains.
Why?
My boots is at the mender's. Always a joke from little Mary Bloombutter.
Intellectual giant, where do you hail from?
Where do I hail from, he says. It is a place that lives in the memory forever. I got it written down on a fag packet somewhere. Oh, yeah. It is Shangri-Lungs, land of eternal youth, land of purity. No drink, no sex, no sin. And I'm fed up with it, I am. Thank you, fellow sinners.
Hurricanes of bunions. Oh. This place, Shangri-La, it sounds like utopia.
Well, it's spelt differently, I know that.
Don't tarry. Lead us to Shangri-La.
Follow me.